Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about a quick tip to help you close more deals. I'm going to be talking a lot about this topic, so I'm going to let Tim introduce it.
Yeah, definitely. So if you are selling websites to clients or you're a developer or whatever, sales is going to be a part of your business. Any type of business you're in, being a business owner, sales is going to be a part of it. And so having good sales skills is hugely important. And I would say most small business owners don't have that skill set, at least not when they're starting out. And so fortunately, David is an expert salesperson. I'm pretty good. I have decent sales experience, but David, with his 25 plus years, you know, he is the master. And so I'm going to let him just take it away and share some awesome tips. As a side note, we talk about sales pretty heavily in our Divi Business Expert course, talking about how to close deals. We actually have live sales training. So if that's something you're interested in, the link will be in the show notes. It's our course, Divi Business Expert, on wpgears.com.
Awesome. Yeah, sales is something that I've never really struggled with, and it just comes naturally to me. And it's not because I've taken Zig Ziglar seminars or Tony Robbins stuff. I've never had to have myself get really, really pumped up to do sales and stuff. For me, you know, what converts for me is just value and stuff, is understanding, you know, the value of what a product or a service is and brings to the table. And that's what ultimately ends up selling. It's not the person. Now, I will tell you, there will be some people out there that will be able to talk people into buying things at times. But for the long run, if you want consistent, steady revenue, that is not really the way to do it. The quick tip that I have for you today is to understand the value of what it is that you're offering your customer, and then just explain how that value can benefit their business. Not general, not big scope. You need to understand that, okay, a website helps customers. You know, why will a website help this customer? When you can get down to why a website and you building a website, specifically you and what your company can do for their company, you're going to close a whole lot more deals, because they're going to understand the value of what it is that you're bringing to them. It's going to be a no-brainer, and they're going to sign the contract right then and there. They're going to want to work with you. So learn how to present to customers in a way that you describe the value that it is that you're bringing to them for their business, not websites in general, and you will close more sales. That's it, Tim. That's my tip.
Boom. Yeah, that's a quick tip, but so much value there. Don't sell features, sell value, sell the benefit to that particular customer. Yeah, that is awesome.
Tomorrow, we've got another great topic on WP the Podcast. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.